Thank you for tuning in this morning to hear Brother Tommy Ledford with The Truth Ministries. Listen every Sunday morning for his weekly message and follow him on the web at www.thetruthministries.us.
Oh, it's so good to be here again with y'all this morning, this beautiful, fine morning that the Lord has given us. You might say, well, it's cloudy where we're at, but I tell you, it's a day that the Lord's given us, and it's a wonderful thing. And I tell you what, it actually looks pretty sunny out there now, but it was looking pretty dark, and it rained hard last night. But I like a good rain on a Sunday and to have a good nap. But thank God you tuned in this morning. Glad for you to tune in, especially the men in blue and all those that tune in everywhere. I appreciate you. I want to just go to the Lord in prayer at this time, and we're going to go right into the scripture. Lord, we just thank you for all that you've done and all, Lord, that you're going to do, God, and how you've blessed us, Lord, if we just be able to just open our eyes and just see how that you, what all you have done for us, Lord, and how that you have. God, I just pray that you just help us grow in grace and knowledge and wisdom of your word, God, to grow in your will and your work and your way, God. I just pray, Lord, that you just have your way with us today to open the ears, Lord, of the hearers, God, and that they not just be a hearer, but be a doer of your word, God, that in some way this word can encourage, Lord, and inspire folks just to, Lord, to get up a little step closer and to get closer unto you, God, just to give us more wisdom and knowledge, Lord, of you and what you would expect of us and what we should do for you and what joy that it brings that the world can't give. Oh, God, I ask you just to have your way this morning. Help us, Lord, and I ask you to anoint and to bless. In Jesus' name, God, I pray. Amen. All right, I want to get right into the scriptures here. I'm going to read a couple of scriptures I'm going to read this morning. I'm going to read the first one is going to be from Timothy, 1 Timothy, and it's 1 Timothy 4 and 1 is where we start. It says, now the Spirit speaketh expressly that in the latter times some shall depart from the faith, giving heed to seducing spirits and doctrines of devils, speaking lies and hypocrisy, having their conscience seared with a hot iron, forbidding to marry and commanding to abstain from meats which God has created and to be received with thanksgiving of them which believe and know the truth. We'll just stop there. That kind of goes in a little bit more than what I wanted to. But it says, speaking lies and hypocrisy, having their conscience seared over the heart. I just wanted to just say to begin with about having their conscience seared over the hot iron is if you have, it's kind of like if you have a nerve, if you have, I know that they do this nowadays. If you have a nerve that's pinched or something that they can't really operate or do on, that they can put what they would call like a nerve block, I believe, in. And really it stops before it gets to the place that it actually gives pain. So they block that nerve off. So they get it past feeling. So it may be hurting out there, but you don't know it because they've blocked it off or they've cut it off. And that's the way that a lot of people's conscience is this blocked off from the truth because they have served that way. But anyway, the other scripture I want to go is Proverbs 7:9. I want to read there. It says, and behold, among, I went to the wrong one. Okay, there, 7:9. In the twilight, in the evening, in the black and dark night, and behold, there met him a woman with a attire of a harlot and subtle of heart. She is loud and stubborn. Her feet abide not in her house. Now is she without. Now is the streets and lieth in wait at every corner. So she caught him and kissed him, and with a impudent face said unto him, I have peace offerings with me. This day have I paid my vows. Therefore came I forth to meet thee diligently to seek thy face, and I have found thee. I have decked my bed with coverings of tapestry and carved works with fine linen and of Egypt. I have perfumed my bed with myrrh and aloe and cinnamon. Come, let us take of our fill of love unto the morning. Let us solace ourselves with love's Willows, for the good man is not at home. He has gone on a long journey. He has taken a bag of money, and with him I will come home at the day appointed. With her much fair speech, she caused him to yield. With the flattering of her lips, she forced him. He goeth after her straightway, as an ox goeth to the slaughter, or as a fool to the correction of the stocks, till a dart strike through his liver as a bird hasten to the snare, and knoweth not that this is for his life. Hearken unto me now, therefore, O children, attend unto the words of my mouth. Let thine heart decline to thy ways, and go not astray after her. I will just stop there, amen. But as it was speaking there about this woman just laying wait on this man, and how that she had the attire of a harlot, and how that she had made herself ready for such a man, and that she was looking for him, and how she had decked her bed and got everything all fixed. I mean, she put some work into this, amen, that she could have her feel of what she calls love and all that. And until the morning, he said, now the man's gone away, as he's got an appointed time that he's going to come back. He's went with a bag of money. He's on a long journey. Everything to entice this man to come, you know. And I just want to read you the definition of seduce. Seduce is to make someone feel attracted to you, to lead someone astray, attract someone to a belief or into a course of action that is inadvisable or foolhardily, and to attract powerfully. And you know that I think most anybody that's going to be tuned in today knows what seduction is and seducing, amen. But as he tells us, he said, in the latter days the Spirit speaketh expressly that in the latter days that some shall depart from the faith, giving heed to seducing spirits and doctrines of devils. Now, I didn't say they was going to leave the church. I want y'all to understand that. It didn't say they was going to leave the church. It said they was going to depart from the faith. Amen. And this is the real, I reckon if it's a word, the trickery of it today is that they're not leaving the church. As people is still in the church doing such things. You say, what do you mean, preacher? Amen. You know, this harlot that they're talking about is the world. Amen. The world out there, and it's trying to do everything to seduce you. We know what a natural seduction is, and that is sometimes a woman, or it can be vice versa. The woman or the man might be married or whatever, but they somebody else is trying to seduce them and to be in with them, or to doing something else, and they will put on the attire, they'll put on the smell good, they'll put on anything or less than anything, amen, whatever that they can to attract a person to do something that they might not normally do, the conversation, the way that they speak, their voice, anything like that, that they could do to attract them, to get them to do what they want them to do. And I can tell you that's what the world's doing out there today. And there's many seducing spirits, amen. And, you know, from the time that when I was younger and when I got saved, there's a lot more seduction going on out there, or there's a lot of different tools that they're using up for seduction today, amen. And we need to turn away from that, because this is it. People's turning away from the faith, amen, giving heed to these seducing spirits, telling them it's all right. There's people in the churches today, amen, that's having actually they're fornicating, amen, but they're claiming that it's all right. They're still going to church. Some of them is even committing adultery, and they've convinced in their mind and their heart, their conscience is being seared over with a hot iron. Their past feeling, that's something else. Amen. Because God deals with us through our conscience. Amen. That's one of the first things he does. He said, if our heart condemn thee, God is greater than our heart. But people can start turning it off so much and turn him away so much that he'll let you be like that. Amen. The Bible talks about, amen, them having Where they have a mind that where they won't even acknowledge him, that he'll turn them over to a reprobate mind, that they'll believe a lie and be damned, amen, because they will not receive the love of the truth. I can tell you that the Lord is still in this place, and he's still calling, and he's still calling for you, and he's trying, amen, to warn us about those seducers out there. Amen, they'll say, you know, this, all right, now we're not just talking about a man and a woman thing. We're talking about the things of the world. Amen. They get in groups and clubs and parts and all that. We're not just talking about spouses and that marital relationship kind of thing. I'm talking about all together that the world is trying to bring you out. The devil's trying to use, amen, the world and these seducing spirits to get you to do things. Amen. Get your mind tied up somewhere else. Get your love into something else. Amen. I know people have pastimes and all that, and there's nothing wrong with having pastimes, but we've got to have God first and foremost. Amen. We've got to, he's got to be king. He's got to be God. He's got to be first in our life. And if he's not, then he's not going to be at all. Amen. We got people that might be going to churches, faithful to go to church up their own time. They might give this. Amen. They might pay their tithes. They might do all these other things. But if you ain't give your heart and your life truly unto God, amen, I believe you're committing adultery on him. Amen. We're supposed to be one married to one who was raised from the dead, which is Christ Jesus. Amen. We ought not even take our time to listen to all the other things that we know would take us away from God. Amen. Don't get seduced into that. Amen. About how much fun the world is and all that. I want you to remember what Moses said. Moses said that he could, you know, instead of rather enjoy sin for a season, he chose to be with the children of Israel to do, amen, the work that he was supposed to do, amen. But I can tell you about, I know about the enjoyment of sin, but I can tell you that there's always, amen, it's a hook in it, amen, that there's always a coming down from it, amen, that there's always going to be an end to that, amen. But I know this, that there's no into. There's two things, and one of them's called heaven, and the other one's called hell, and you've got to make your choice up. Amen. If you're going to let the world seduce you into things that you should not. Amen. Just we was talking with some people at dinner last night. Amen. How all these things that people take place, you can see them in restaurants. Amen. Men and wives, men and their wives. Amen. They can't even talk together no more because they're too busy on Facebook. Amen. Or they're texting somebody or whatever. Amen. I can tell you there's nothing wrong with you having a cell phone. But I can tell you that people has let that take over their life. But we ain't just talking about Facebook or a cell phone. We're talking about many other things. Amen. All out in the world today that's taking up people and just taking them by the multitude. I can tell you, amen, you can find out when you go down the road today as many will be on a golf course or in a fishing hole or in hunting or doing whatever it is, amen, that they are not putting the Lord first. I believe this is a day, amen, that we ought to put the Lord first. This is our Sabbath, amen, and we ought to treat it as wise, amen. We ought to honor God. He made it for us to rest, and we ought to do as God said do. Amen. And I tell you what, I'm pleased with that. I like his plan. Yeah, you know what? Sometimes people don't like the way things go or the way it's done. Amen. But I tell you what, if you really get down in the book, you can reap the benefits of this thing, and it'll lead you from this world unto the next one. This world will leave you sad and disappointed. I think about this man that was driven by this woman. Amen. And what was it? the next morning for them to wake up. What would happen? Amen. Had he been married? Amen. How can he go back and look at his wife the same way or to do that? And you say, well, I don't really do that. I can tell you that some's out there, up there just introducing it in their mind. Amen. They thinking about it in their mind, in their heart. Amen. They say, I won't go that far. Amen. But you don't need to give it a second nor a minute. Amen. Because that world's out there to seduce you, and or the devil's out there trying to get you subdued by the world. Amen. And if you do that, it won't be the same anymore. It won't be the same anymore. And see, if you say, well, I don't do that. You know, it's kind of like the flirting thing. And that's what a lot of folks is doing in the church today. They're flirting with the world. They're flirting where they wouldn't do those things before. They're starting to take up with them. Well, they're flirting with the world. And you know what? You keep on flirting and doing, and it'll end up in adultery. That's what it'll end up with. You keep flirting with it. Amen. And I know people that flirt and say, oh, well, I ain't done this, this, that, and the other. There's no harm in flirting and this, that, and the other. Oh, yes, there is. And it leads to other things. And the next thing you know, it starts with maybe a little kiss. And you say, oh, no, I shouldn't have done that. And the next time it gets easier. And the next time, amen, it just goes on and on. And let me tell you something. You start dealing with the world, amen, it'll just come up in a more corrupt and ungodliness. Amen. Amen. And you get to a place, well, I've gone so far now, and there's no use that you can't see it way back. But I can tell you, if you are flirting with this, turn around now. Amen. Turn around before it's too late. Don't take part in this. Cut off whatever kind of situation it may be. Turn back and turn unto God. Amen. Put him first and foremost. Seek him. Now, see, now this woman says, well, a man in the house, you know, he's gone and he's got a bag of money. He's gone a long time. He's appointed back. Oh, let me tell you something. There's another one that's appointed back, and that's the Lord Jesus. He's appointed back. Amen. But we don't know what time nor hour. Amen. The Lord will come. Amen. And he's going to come back, and he's going to come back when people's unaware. Amen. He's coming back like that thief in the night. Amen. He is not going to be broadcasted. Amen. It's not going to give any warning or invitation. Amen. But he's coming back. Now today is the day of salvation. Harden not your heart. Amen. Like the children in the days in the wilderness and provocation when they tempted him in the wilderness. Come unto him. Come boldly unto the throne of grace. Amen. I can tell you can throw off all those old raggedy clothes. Them sin stained garments. Amen. You can come unto him. Amen. And he will forgive you. And he will make things right if you just give yourself unto him. All you got to do is give yourself a sacrifice. Amen. What you've got to do, amen, is you got to be crucified. You got to say, Lord, I don't want no more of this world. Amen. I don't want no part of that. I don't want nothing that'll displease you. God, just put me in your hand. Take me. Lead me. Talk to me. Draw me nigh unto you. Amen. Because I can tell you, heaven's at hand. And I tell you, hell's knocking at the door. It's trying to beat down the door. You know, the devil's, he's trying to get everybody to go to hell that he can. And you know, the trouble is today, not just the lost sinners out there in the world, you know, they look like they're in better shape than a lot of the people that's in church today, because people's took up the things in the face of the gospel, knowing it was wrong, and started listening unto these seducing spirits. Amen. Started being subdued by them things when they know not to. And I can tell you that nobody has to tell you, if you're a married individual, man, woman, or whatever, when you start trying to entice and influence and somebody's flirting with you, amen, you know it in your heart that it's wrong. And if you just keep on, amen, it'll get to where you'll think it's all right. You're getting that, your conscience seared over with a hot iron, and it's past feeling. That'd be something else that no longer you could feel the Spirit of of God or him draw you. That'd be a terrible thing. You know, the Bible said, if God be for you, who can be against you? But if God is not for you, that's a terrible desolation, amen, a place that you're not going to be able to get. Please, you might have the fun of the world, but it's only for a little while. But he said, you know, you could do these things, but he would laugh at your calamity and mock when your fear come. I sure don't want that, amen. I want the Lord to be with me right on through the death, the burial, and the resurrection of life. Amen. That one that'll comfort me and help me. That one that'll stick closer than any brother. You know what? He wants to have an intimate relationship with us. And some people, they're looking for an intimate relationship, all right. And, you know, a real close a relationship is what I'm talking about. But, you know, there's one that stands here with his hands reached out that he wants to have a close relationship with you, but you've turn your heart away. You've not given yourself totally and wholly. You've not committed yourself unto him. And you know, that's what the Lord wants, is a commitment. And that's what we've got to do if we got to expect him to be our Lord, our Savior, or our Master, or our husband. Amen. We've got to be committed to him. You know, I don't know of anybody. Well, I reckon there is some of them out there that's crazy enough that a woman's tossed between two men or whatever. I've seen it. I reckon happened before where one was stable and good, but the other one, he was kind of naughty and maybe better looking or something like that, and the woman's trying to make the decision between the two. I can tell you, it's not that. That's not a right way to go. Hey, man, if she takes the one that may be more stable and all that and really wants the other one in her heart, it just doesn't last. Amen. You've got to be committed to whatever that, you know, the Bible said a double-minded man is unstable in all his ways, amen. You can't have both, amen. You've got to get to a place, amen, that you like it or you don't. It's either on or off. I'll let your yay be yay and your nay be nay, because anything after that becomes evil. Right. We're at this place in the world today. We are definitely at this place in the world today. And what are you... You know, it's not up to somebody else to do something about it. It's what we going to do about it. Some people are, you know, their conscience is still, it's not seared over yet, but they're in a state of, they're being miserable because they have a heart. They want to be with somebody that they ought not, but they just won't pray through. And the next thing you know is they go to a psychologist or something. And you know, I understand that psychologists are good for, you know, to do their job and for people who's really needing that kind of thing. But some folks is going to a psychologist for a head problem when it's a heart problem. They need to go to the right physician. They need to go to Dr. Jesus. Amen. They need to go to that great physician that'll heal all, that he'll give you a peace that passes understanding. I tell you what, it'd be so happy, and you won't be enticed, and you won't be drawn with the things of the world, that you'll be able to have the power to resist them. But if you're flirting around the edges, if you just got in the church and you're just doing that, if you're in that groove where you're just doing the, just the natural, running with them, just regular in the motions of doing it, but you're not really got your heart into it, and you're just going through the emotions of it, that won't work. You can say, oh, well, I love Jesus because of what he done for me. Anybody can read a book and see what kind of love that he had for us, that he gave himself, but you won't never really get to see it until you see it from your heart. Amen. And when you see it and really know what he's went through and all that he's faced and all the torture and pain and the example and everything and what God the Father gave for us, I tell you, you're still blind and you can't see. You still ain't to the place that you need to be. You got to have some victory. You got to have some conviction. Amen. And we not only had the conviction, but we've got to be set apart for him. We've got to make this not just a vow, but one that we keep. I mean, a true vow. You know, the Bible talks about vows. He said, it's better not to even make a vow than to make one and defer from paying it. And then saying in your heart, oh, well, it was a mistake. Don't lie. Don't lie about it. You know, you didn't have the thing right. Get right. I just, you know, it's kind of like these, and I don't want to turn anybody away from giving themselves unto the Lord at all. But it's like, it just gets me about people saying that they're going to rededicate their life. Well, I just don't believe in rededication. I believe if you was dedicated to begin with, you wouldn't have to rededicate. If you was really truly dedicated to the first time, you don't come dedicated. If you're truly dedicated with your whole heart, mind, body, and soul, you don't go rededicate because you're dedicated right on. You know, there's some out there that really understand this, that they've loved their spouse or whatever, maybe from high school, or they've grown up together in the same neighborhood, they've married, and they've been together for 40 years, and they love one another, and they couldn't see one without the other. It's kind of like they talked to Billy Graham one time about marriage, you know, how marriage worked and all that, and him and his wife, the first thing they said is they agreed that divorce was not an option. We need to really take all the other options off the table, is what people would call them. They're just not even really good options. I mean, that's kind of like saying, you know, you can take this medicine to kill the infection, or you can go on and let it get gangrene, and then we can cut your leg off. So, I mean, which one would you rather take? Do you think the cutting your leg off with gangrene is really an option? I'd think, hey, why don't I take some, you know, antibiotics here and kill the infection? That's what we need to do today, is we need to kill the infection before it starts. Amen? We need to cut it off. When these things then entice us in this world to do the things that are against God, we need to cut it off right there. Regardless of what it is. You know, when you read it in the Bible means what it says and says what it means. If you're doing something contrary to any of his commandments or anything that he tells you to do, or even if it's not exactly written out and he's dealing with your heart, you better deal with it. You better lay it aside. You better put it off. And if it's something that you ought to be put on, you better put it on then. You better get it on. You better get this garment on. And because he's coming back to get his children. He's coming back to get them and not nobody else. He's coming back to get his own. There's not some going to slip through. It's only the ones that enter in the door. There's no other way. You can't get around. You can't go over the top. You can't go under the bottom. You can't go in through a window. But you got to go through that door. And Jesus Christ is that door. We've got to be pure and undefiled before God. Pure and undefiled before God and the fatherless that you visit the fatherless and widows, that's pure and undefiled religion before God. We can't just have a basis, not just because we go to church makes us religious, not because we've got, you know, a thumb index Bible, not because we've got big letter print, not because we got the zipper case, not because of any of that, not because we got a fish on the back of our car or a shirt that says I'm a Christian. That won't work. Look, they're being seduced, departing from the faith. He didn't say they was departing from the church. They're bringing this in church today. They're accepting in churches today. And there's many churches that are doing nothing but subduction. Subduction. You say, man, you're talking rough this morning. Well, there is. And, you know, and some of the biggest names, I'm not going to name nobody, get nobody mad this morning, I hope. But I hope that you'll turn to God. But some of the biggest names that tell you you're all right the way you are and you can have feel good and do all this kind of stuff, and you'll never reach the point of a peace that you can't even speak of, that you can't explain, and an enjoyment, because they won't never let you get to that place. Because you know what? They've been seduced themselves at one time or another, and now they're seducing others. I want you to think about it this morning. What place are you in? What place are you ready? I mean, if the Lord was really to call you, is there something that you'd say, Lord, I'm not ready, or Lord, I hadn't got this fixed? Fix it. Today's the day of salvation. Today's the day of salvation. you know, I love you out there. You see, well, you ain't never met us or know us. Well, I hope you can introduce yourself one day. Call the station if you want to get a hold of me. They'll get a hold of me. I'd be glad for you to. Amen. If you don't believe or like what I preach, go ahead. Call me anyway. I love you. And I pray for you. May God bless you this day.
Thank you again for tuning in this morning to hear Brother Tommy Ledford. Please follow on the web at www.thetruthministries.us, where you can get information about their prison ministry, tent meetings, and preaching points. Thank you, and God bless you.